Welcome to the Voices of Women Physicians podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tatiana Reznik, a practicing physician and a certified life coach. You will hear about inspirational journeys and practical tips from amazing women physician experts, as well as effective coaching tools and steps to joyful success. Welcome everyone to this episode of Voices of Women Physicians podcast. Today we have a wonderful topic to discuss. We're going to talk today about integrative medicine. It's an entire area which can give so much to our patients and to us as physicians. And I have a wonderful guest today with us. I have here Dr. Malati Acharya, and I'm so happy to have you here today. Welcome.
I am excited to be here today, Dr. Reznik. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity to come here and chat with you.
Thank you so much for joining us here. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and about what you do.
My name is Dr. Malati Acharya. I am the founder of Ayur Integrative Medicine. Ayur is a holistic medical practice based in the Bay Area. I have three locations in the Bay Area. Integrative medicine is basically an intelligent combination of treatments from the traditional allopathic system, as well as treatments from other complementary as well as alternate systems. And these treatments are intelligently put together in a science-informed way. So that is what integrative medicine is. Basically, it's a way of addressing a whole person health, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And in my practice, I have two areas of focus. I'm a passionate believer of cancer prevention and cancer helping cancer survivors, because a lot of these holistic treatment measures can play a big part in the quality of life as well as in extending their lives of cancer survivors and play a big role in cancer prevention also. And the other area of interest and focus for me is South Asian heart and metabolic health, where the same holistic treatment principles have a big application.
Such two very important areas. It's very powerful. And please tell us a little bit about your journey. And how did you choose integrative health?
My journey in the medical profession started when I completed my internal medicine residency. I became a hospitalist. So I worked in the hospital and I did that for about 9 years. I then transitioned to becoming a primary care doctor. And at the time in my location where I was the primary care doctor, and at the time that I empaneled, I had a lot of younger patients. And when I would prescribe medications, they would often ask me, "No, doctor, we don't like to take medications. What can we do naturally to get better? Or what diet adjustments can we do? Or what else can we do to get better?" Now, I was able to give them answers, but I didn't feel satisfied. I felt like I was not really giving them good answers or helping them in a meaningful way with respect to that. Now, we know that our traditional Western system is very disease-based. You know, you have symptoms. Okay, let's see if it falls under any disease category. And if it does, we'll treat you with medications. So I felt that we were very skewed to disease-oriented treatments and did not pay much attention to health, wellness, or prevention. So these two things kept really bothering me, and I started looking for what else I can do to enhance my knowledge, learn more. And that led me to doing the Integrative Medicine Fellowship at the Andrew Weil Center for Integrative Medicine at University of Arizona. It was the most wonderful transformative experience for me, because I learned a lot of things that bridged my knowledge gap. And I really felt that now I can give good answers to my patients who ask those questions, and I can help them in a much more meaningful way. As I went through the fellowship, I decided that this is the type of medicine I want to practice. And I left my position as an employed physician and I started my own practice. That's how Ayur Integrative Medicine came about.
This is wonderful, really wonderful. And since many of our listeners are women physicians, I would like to ask how integrative medicine can be beneficial for women physicians.
Absolutely. I want to talk a little bit about my journey as I was doing the Integrative Medicine Fellowship. I started this fellowship when the pandemic hit us. I had applied before I had gotten in. Nobody knew that we were going to run into a pandemic just months before. I just decided, instead of postponing, let me take it up and do this. For whatever reason, I was pulled into doing the fellowship rather than deferring it. So I started it at a very tumultuous time. The pandemic, the fear of us getting infected, fear of the safety of my family, family here at home, fear of the safety of my parents who are thousands of miles away in India, a lot of things, increased workload. We don't know what to expect, what we needed to do. And I started going through the chapters. And in unit one, we learned about meditation and they talked about a specific type of meditation called prayer meditation. And in many of these units and chapters, they would ask us to do experiential activities and report back before the chapter finished. So they talked about how evidence showed benefits of prayer meditation and said, okay, let me try this. And at that time, I was worried about my elderly parents' health and wellness in India. And I remembered my mother used to say a prayer in my native language. I speak Tamil. I remember that she used to say a prayer. So what I started to do was that I started to listen to that on YouTube. Basically, in the morning, I would get up. As I was getting ready for the day, I would put on my AirPods and I would listen to this prayer. And although I was thousands of miles away from my mom, I would feel very connected to her. And that whole memory would give me a feeling of security. And morning is a time when our default mode network is highly active. Especially, I'm like, oh my God, what kind of a clinic schedule am I going to have today? I don't know how many patients I'm going to have today. How many in-basket messages do I have to deal with? So it's this constant circle of thoughts, and the thoughts would trigger emotions and feelings, and the stress level would go up. Right. And then even before my actual work started, my stress would have started. But doing this prayer meditation would activate my relaxation response and put me in a state of calmness and ready to take over my day. So that was the chapter on meditation. And then we went to the chapter on nutrition. And I made just a few changes from what I was reading. Just things like switching on to whole grains, switching on to organic vegetables, making sure that we consume greens at least 2 to 3 days a week. Just a handful of changes that I could make easily at that time made a difference to how I felt. Not only my physical well-being, but my mental well-being. Had a big impact on how I functioned. And then there was this chapter on yoga. And there were a lot of physician wellness events where I used to work. And I would scrupulously avoid meditation or yoga because they would always be during the lunchtime and I would not want to give up my lunchtime. But then they started talking about the yoga and benefits and I started learning yoga. And it was an effort. I mean, I had to literally carve out time in the morning when I had to figure out what all I needed to finish before the yoga class and then what I needed to do in the half an hour I had after the yoga class so I could leave for work. And I took a lot of effort. I started the yoga classes. And yoga is just not physical exercise and movement. It's a very mind-body oriented exercise. So I really learned to focus on myself, on my breath, on my muscles. The focus really turns inward and I learned a lot about myself. And I made physical progress in the yoga and that gave me mental strength. If I could not do a particular asana or pose when I started and 6 weeks down the road, I'm able to do it, that is physical progress. And then that gave me mental strength that I can handle whatever the day is going to be. And these were tough times for us. So it really what integrative medicine is made of. These principles are very applicable to self-care, especially for us women physicians. We don't nurture ourselves. We don't stop. We don't take time for ourselves. But these principles are just not applicable for us to help our patients, but they're so applicable for our own health and well-being. Because we have to start nourishing ourselves. Only if we nourish our physical body, mental and emotional self, will we get to a spiritual place where we are able to look at what gives me meaning, what gives me purpose in life, and make appropriate decisions rather than feeling stuck in what we do. And that I feel is the biggest application of integrative medicine and why it would help women physicians.
This is wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing it. And now let's talk about your practice. Please tell us what it is now, what you offer now.
So my practice, I have two special groups of patients I help. One is cancer survivors, as well as family members of cancer survivors towards reducing their risk of cancer. And the other group of patients I help is South Asian patients with respect to their heart and metabolic health, because South Asians are genetically predisposed to metabolic syndrome and heart disease. And a lot of holistic treatment principles are very, very applicable in reducing that risk, reversing the metabolic syndrome and reducing their overall cardiovascular risk. So I have 3 locations in the Bay Area. I have a location in Pleasanton, Menlo Park, as well as Portola Valley. If any of the listeners are or their family members are someone who believe in a holistic approach to health and wellness, you can find me at my website, www.ayur.today. AYUR.today.
And for other physicians who would like to follow in your footsteps and to open integrative medicine practice, if you could tell us a little bit about your path to opening integrative medicine practice. What are the steps and how exactly you did it?
The fellowship was the first step. Of course, acquiring the knowledge and putting it together is the first step. And in this fellowship program, a very distinctive thing is that right in the middle of the program, we do a unit that focuses on the business of integrative medicine. Exactly for people like what threshold that I was at, for people who want to start their practice in integrative medicine, what are the different options? So there is also a unit that talked about the different options. One could either incorporate it in their own primary care practice. Of course, this is applicable in any way. So there were options that people could incorporate this in their own either DPC or insurance-based primary care practices, or there were different pathways for people who wanted to just practice integrative medicine. And of course, as with any business, there are some legal aspects that are important that the unit covers. So getting in touch with a lawyer who is well-versed in healthcare law is very important. I opted to do a direct pay model because much of the integrative services are not reimbursable or covered very much under insurance. So the Medicare regulatory guidances have to be followed. So it's very important to consult a healthcare attorney when structuring a practice. And so minus a subscription-based concierge-style practice, I felt like when I was an employed physician, just doing rapid-fire practice was not giving me satisfaction. I wanted to have the time to take with my clients. I like to call them clients now, not patients, because nobody likes the label of a patient, right? So to spend time with them to form that connection, which itself is the first step in healing. So I have a concierge-style subscription-based practice, but there are different ways of doing this.
Do you do in-person or by telemedicine or combined?
I have offices and I do in-person. Of course, there is a telemedicine option for people who wish to avoid the commute, but I do have in-person offices. We can do it on telemedicine, but I also believe that there are advantages of having in-person visits.
Mm-hmm. And can I ask, any mistakes to avoid on this path? It's a very complex process and a lot to do. Any lessons learned what you would suggest for other physicians to put attention on?
When I finished the fellowship, I thought, okay, now I've done the fellowship. I've learned a lot of new things. I'm good. But I then said, okay, I had two more tools that I wanted to add to my toolbox. One was I also certified in medical acupuncture. I trained in clinical hypnosis. I really said I've learned so many things. But no, starting a business and being an entrepreneur is a whole different ballgame. So I had to wade through the waters and learn, how do I find a lawyer? How do I structure my patient agreements? How do I form the corporation? So I had more learning to do. Then website. How do I figure out who to work with? How do I find a website developer? What do I ask them? So that was the next learning. And then I found my offices, I opened, and then now the marketing part is very important because integrative medicine is an upcoming field. It's a little different. So people, they've heard of it, but they don't understand it well. So the marketing part, that's where I hit a roadblock and I said, where do I go from here? And I was an employed physician for almost 20 years. So I was not used to running a business or trying to market. And that's what I'm immersing myself and learning and working in. So learning never stops. At no point does learning stop. But that's good because it's very exciting. It forms these new neural pathways in our brain. It keeps our brain active. I'm hoping it's going to ward off dementia for me for a long time. So it's exciting. That's part of learning. I'm doing many, many things that I thought I would never do. I start doing them uncomfortably and then I get comfortable with it. So despite our fears, we need to keep moving forward. Because the whole point of integrative medicine is it gives that spiritual perspective, right? So as we learn to talk to patients about encouraging them to find their meaning and purpose, it also turns the reflection inward. What gives me meaning? What gives me purpose? And this drive that I really want to do something that gives me meaning and purpose.
What helps you with marketing?
There are lots of new skills that we can learn, but I'm very fortunate that I work with a group of physician entrepreneurs led by Dr. Una, where it's a like-minded group of people led by a mentor who is very skilled and very excellent, who knows this like back of her hand. So I think that immersing oneself with like-minded people is the key to getting ahead here.
Oh, yes, she's wonderful. She was one of my guests last year. We have your episodes here.
She's wonderful.
Yes, she's wonderful. Really inspiring. It is great. And what are three tips you would like to give to other physicians who would like to follow in your footsteps?
Self-care is very important. As physicians, and specifically as women physicians, we give importance to everybody else but ourselves. But we have to give importance to ourselves. And that starts at a cellular level by nourishing ourselves. So just paying attention to basics, nutrition, movement, sleep. And I would say that I know life can be very busy, but to at least start with taking 5 minutes out of a day and just sitting down and doing nothing. I know that people talk a lot about spend some time every day doing what you really like or your hobby or pursuing a hobby. And when I was at the peak of being burnt out, I could not even figure out what my hobby was. So for me, what really helped was just take 5 minutes and sit and do nothing. No agenda. I'm not looking at the clock. I'm not expected to do anything. That's where I started. So taking time for ourselves. Those are what start the process of replenishing our physical, mental, and emotional self and will lead us along to a pathway where we start looking for what gives joy and meaning. And here's another thing. It doesn't matter at what stage of your career you're in or how old you are. That should not stop us from wanting to pursue what we want to pursue. It's very scary to make a big change, to give up the security of a job and a paycheck and to go launch one's own business. But I'm really happy I did that because I get up every morning looking forward to my day as opposed to before when I would get up on a Monday morning and just wait for Friday evening. So between Monday morning and Friday evening, my days would tick by, my life would tick by, and I wouldn't be in the moment of feeling it. So no matter at what stage of life or career you are and you feel like you're stuck and you need to make a change, go for it.
It is so important. It is so inspiring. I love hearing your story. It's really awesome. And anything else you would like to tell to our listeners and the best way to connect? Anything else?
Leave alone what we need to do, what's good for patients. Yeah, the other thing is that this is also the best way to practice medicine. As women physicians, we want to be thorough. We really want to go out of our way to help our patients. And sometimes in the traditional system, it can feel like your hands are tied. So integrative approach really opens up a lot of things. The other thing is that we have to leave a legacy for our children and for the future generation, right? To show them that it's important for us to do what we love. And that's the only thing that will sustain for a long time without burnout. So what better way to show that to our children than us actually doing those brave things? You can find me on my website. It's www.ayur.today. You can also find me on social media. On Facebook, I go by Malathi Acharya, MalathiAcharya. I'm also on LinkedIn as Dr. Malathi, as well as on Instagram as Dr. Malathi 2023.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming and for sharing your inspiring journey with us.
Thank you, Dr. Resnick, for giving me this opportunity to come and share my journey and my passion with you and your wonderful audience.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. If you enjoyed it or found it helpful, please subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and share it with a friend. Have any topics you'd like covered? Send me an email at joyfulsuccessliving@gmail.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram to connect at joyfulsuccessliving. Have an amazing week. See you next time. The Voices of Women Physicians podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not provide any medical, financial, tax, legal, or psychological services or advice. You are responsible for your own well-being, decisions, and results. Dr. Resnick is a practicing physician, but Voices of Women Physicians podcast is not reflective of the opinion of her employer. You should always contact a professional if you have any specific questions about your unique situation.